And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, where some pretty epic fishing is.
Yeah.
Gotta tell you. Anyway, we have a great guest, maybe in the studio today. He's not here yet. Bill Wilkerson from the Horizon and the Malahini is going to be here. So we're if he doesn't show, then it's just you and me and Rick. So we're going to have fun either way. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, again, I'm really hoping that Bill makes it and join us. I want to talk Horizon and talk about the Cedro stuff they got going. But like you said, if they don't, man, we're going to have a fun day. Just you and I hanging out, talking fishing.
Fun day, and thank you for covering last Sunday
with
Brandon.
That was a fun show,
was a super fun show.
That was
cool. Yeah, it worked out really well.
It's fun for me when it's, with Brandon, because he and I work together every day. It's one of my very best buds, and... we're around fishing tackle, but I forget, I'm so proud of our crew at Fisherman's Landing. You know, Brandon's not just part of the crew, he's a partner. You know, Brandon is an owner of the tackle store, but sometimes I'm around him so much I forget his level of fishing tackle and knowledge and things, and I had a great time. That was a really fun show.
Yeah, that was a fun show. And I have Mike Lum there talking about
Cool.
Rollo.
Yeah,
they
it was
sold
great.
A bunch of tickets.
Great, good.
Thanks to all our listeners that supported the Rollo thing, and it's the Rod a Week.
How about having
with that Newell reel?
Reel a Week, right?
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, Reel a Week. Yeah.
A Rod a Week is like, I get it.
It's coming. But how about that Newell? Yeah, a brand new side raffle just for the Let's Talk Hookup listeners that participated, at that time. A brand new, in the box, everything perfect. Go into your time machine 25 years ago and pick up a brand new 338. I mean, the decal stickers, the warranty card. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was fun. And the cool thing was, as I was en route to Vancouver, flying on Air Canada, and they had full Wi-Fi, so I got to watch on Facebook and listen on,
that's
the,
rad.
On the Let's Talk Hookup app, the whole thing. So I got to listen to the whole show all the way up.
Well, speaking of Air Canada and Haida Gwaii, I mean, all of us as Let's Talk Hookup listeners, we got to hear a little bit of Corey's wrap-up, which was great when he called the radio show.
He was a little pumped, you think?
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. I, you know, like the inside baseball part of it, like I glanced at our time when Corey called, and we had like 8 minutes or something before it was kind of around time for us to go to break. So in my mind, oh, great, we got plenty of time. That wasn't even close to enough time for Corey's report.
No,
it was,
and then you had the incredible report from Bill from Cedros.
Yeah,
that was, I mean, he had a phenomenal time down there. So it was, there was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on. It was really good. But we obviously got to really enjoy some of the photos that you posted on our Let's Talk Hookup Instagram and Facebook pages. And I mean, let's hear it. How was it, dude? It looked great. Unbelievable.
So the cool thing about Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, the coolest thing is Valerie.
Yeah.
She is the most amazing host of any place I've ever been. She just bends over backwards, and her staff. I mean, her staff is all, like, follows suit to, because
so
she sees the passion that she has.
Yeah, but totally.
She is amazing.
You can feel it when you hear her talk about it.
That place has amazing fishing. I mean, there's bottom line. It's just unbelievable fishing. Because it's pretty untouched. I mean, it's not easy to get to.
Right.
You know, there's one flight a day in the sand spit, and there's not a lot of boats that fish it. And the cool thing is the Canadian limits are so much more generous.
Yeah, crazy.
And so it caters to having a pretty good time. So we got there. What, Sunday? Had a great flight in. No problems. Easy get in. Get everything set up and everything. And then we are off Monday fishing. And we had pretty epic ones on Monday. So we ran down a fish with Nathan, one of her head guides. They have these jet boats. And it was, you know, because of the full moon, which is today, they have pretty extreme tides.
Okay.
So the morning tide, of course, was super low.
What's like a big tide swing up there?
A lot.
Okay. Yeah, 15 feet, 20 feet or something crazy.
That's
like
a lot. But what you do is you go from the east side of the island to the west side of the island through a cut called the Narrows. And it literally is, I guess, at some tides you can walk across it.
No
you can't
way.
Even get through on a jet
boat.
So she has all jet boats.
Yeah.
So that, you know, okay, well, we can't leave till 8 o'clock. Or we have to leave at 4 in the morning. No, it's pretty
Or we have to come back, you know, at noon because we won't be able to make, you know.
So, we, at 6:30 a.m. departure, and run through the Narrows. It was pretty thin, but they navigate through.
But her rigs make
no
it just fine.
No problem. And he says, okay, we're going to go down south. I think it's like 15 miles to the, they call them the Pinnacles. And it's a set of pinnacles out in kind of 2-3 miles offshore. And we hit these spots, and it was like every drop was a giant. Every single drop with Corey's slugs. Corey's slugs are giant swim baits. I fish with Harold Davis and Ardeth, his wife, and a gentleman named Bruce, friend of Harold's. And every drop was just boom, 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 boom. We had so we could take three a day. Six for the year, right, is the limit on lingcod. Get that. Any size.
Yeah, any size.
Any size.
And what's an average size and what's a big one?
Average size is 15 to 20 pounds.
Oh my God,
average.
Dude. Which, again, think about that, too, because it's easy for your eyeballs to get big. An actual lingcod that weighs 15 pounds looks like a 30-pounder.
Yeah.
Because they got those huge pectoral fins and the mouth is all open and giant, like... When one actually weighs 15, it looks like it's 25 or 30.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you get one that's 25 or 30, it looks like it's about 50.
Yeah, and I had one that was like over 40.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Literally, I mean, that fish is almost as tall. Now, I'm not a tall guy, but it's like
huge.
5.5 feet tall.
That's crazy.
And
it's wide open.
And it's wide open.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, and it's so much fun on the plastics.
Yeah.
Because you get so many bites, lose a lot, win a lot. Stuff like that. So we are pretty much done with that within an hour and a half. We had our limit plus the captain's limit because he wanted some too.
Yeah,
and
I'll bet.
So Then we screwed in.
One thing, too, Corey always talks about, you know, he just said there's just something different about the ling cod on the table fare side of it from up there at Haida Gwaii.
It's a different animal.
He goes, I just don't know. He was commenting that he didn't know if it was the cold water or the feed that they were on or who knows what. But, you know, not that ling cod is not good here. It certainly is.
I don't like it here.
Do you not? Okay.
I'm not a big fan of ling cod here. I'm a huge fan of ling cod.
What a trip, huh? Texture, is it flavor? Is it just everything?
Everything. Huh. The texture, the flavor, the whole thing.
Cool.
Is a different, it's a different animal.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. It's the same critter. It's a ling cod,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
But maybe it's a feed.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, it's delicious. So then we slide in. Now, the only restrictive thing about Canada is you're only allowed one halibut a year, 102 centimeters, which is like a 35 pound.
Okay.
Right? That's the max. And a lot of the groups struggled to get their halibut limit. Nathan had a little spot that wasn't far from the Pinnacles.
Nice.
Slid in there. 10 minutes. We're done. And released one that was way over.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so
so you still get a real big one to get a cool photo with?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Sure. So then we went salmon fishing. We plucked away at some salmon. The cool thing is you can catch salmon on the jig there, too.
I love it.
Which is cool. Instead of just trolling all the time. And the salmon are pretty big. We didn't get a lot of big ones. I mean, our biggest was like 20 pounds. But a lot of the group had a lot of fish. Like, the last day, I know one of the groups, they threw back everything under 20.
Wow.
They threw back 20 fish.
I know I saw a picture from John and Escondido, and they had one. I mean, I don't know how big it was. It looked giant.
That was right next to us.
That's cool.
Yeah, we saw him catch it.
That's really cool.
And, John and Cindy were there, and a lot of great people. Ted and Sandy Heckman were there.
Oh, cool.
And, boy, just a lot of great Let's Talk Hookup listeners who joined us. It was really cool.
I was impressed. It reminded me a lot of our Katmai trip. It looked like there were a lot of couples that were there.
There were 9 couples.
And I love that place because you are just as at home as an absolute hardcore fisherman or a dude and his bud that like this is your fishing trip just as much as at home as if it was you and your wife or you and your gal or your gal and her husband, whatever. Like it you're just as much at home being a hardcore spot as it was, you know, taking your wife with you.
Yeah. And you know, like Norm from San Diego, he was there, and Dan Carrier was there.
Sure.
And the cool thing was Valerie has enough rooms now for our size of group that all the single guys got their own room.
Oh, how cool.
Which was really
nice. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Was really nice. It's not a promise that she can do every time.
Sure.
But it just worked out.
But the possibility certainly exists.
This trip worked out. So it was fun. So day 2, a little bit of weather came in and it rained. In Haida Gwaii, or actually in Sandspit, it rained all day. We came back and the creek in the back was flooded and everything like that. And there was a little bit of wind, but not. Then we get to the other side. There's no rain, and it's not that far. I mean, it takes basically a little bit over an hour. So I'm going to say it's maybe 30 miles from one side to the other, 25 miles through the cut, and
just a little microclimate.
Yeah, micro. Now, you went south, there was some rain down there most of the day. But we went north that day, and we've kind of struggled. We mostly concentrated on salmon because we were
kind of already done with most of the other stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. So and we kind of struggled a little bit with the salmon, and you know, we caught some rockfish and stuff, some canaries and
vermilion
and tons of yellow eye, which is sad because you still can't take them. You have to watch them.
But good rockfishing nonetheless.
But incredible.
Okay.
If you want to catch rockfish, it's like insane.
And that's
all giant.
That's on jig. That's on bait. How are you catching those?
On jig.
Okay, cool.
Everything is on the
still
jig.
On like Corey slugs or smaller stuff
on,
or
on the Corey slugs.
Okay, rad. How cool is this?
You know, fish. You know, you can fish the Colt snipers. They eat that
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good.
You fish the butterfly jig. They'd eat that too. You know, it didn't really matter.
Okay.
What you fish, but the Corey slug was pretty much money with a 12-ounce lead head.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good. And so we caught, you know, plenty of fish that day. Caught a bunch of salmon. Caught a few ling cod and some rockfish and stuff like that. And the weather was fine on that side. It was
nice.
A little lumpy, but not bad at all. Day 3, we had a little more wind, but very little, a little bit of rain, but not bad.
Okay.
But we smacked the salmon. Most of the time, because of the weather, on a place called The Wall.
Okay. I've heard you talk about that before.
The Wall is, for whatever reason, the continental shelf on that west side of Haida Gwaii comes right against the island.
Okay.
So they call it the Salmon Superhighway, and they just ride that superhighway because that's where all the bait's piled up against the island. And then it really piles up against the wall. And so that wall just attracts a huge amount of salmon. We caught kings and silvers.
That is so cool.
And but mostly kings.
And this is fish that kings. This is fish that's just in there eating, getting fat, getting ready to make their trek to whatever river they're going to go to swim up to spawn at another time.
Right. What the kings are. The silvers are probably spawning somewhere on the island.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Gotcha.
But the kings are all transit fish.
But this is just this is like a feed headquarters.
It's a feed.
This headquarters. Is the ultimate grocery store.
Yeah, it is of the ultimate grocery store. Yeah. So it's
and it might be fish going up to Alaska or down to California or Washington, Oregon, wherever.
Canada,
whatever.
But It's pretty amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah. And maybe there are 20 boats work in that area because of the weather. Everybody was in the same place, but that's
didn't make a bit of difference.
It's not like go to the Coronado Islands.
I was going
to
say, there was 150 boats at the Coronado Islands and they all caught yellowtail this week. So if the fish in the feed is there, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it's a pretty amazing place.
That's awesome.
Just the right, we saw bears, black bears every day riding through the
narrows.
We saw all kinds of wildlife. The eagles are literally, they're like seagulls. I mean, everywhere.
That is so rad.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the food, oh my gosh, she lays out the most incredible. She has a new chef this year.
Wow.
And her chef last year was phenomenal, but he moved on. And her staff, the accommodations, the lodge itself, literally on the water. You can walk to the harbor to your boat if you want.
That's so cool.
Or take the 2-minute ride in the van to get to the harbor either way. But it's a pretty special
place. Sounds like it. That's awesome.
Yeah. So Haida Gwaii Safaris, Queen Charlotte Safaris, QCSafaris.com. Our trip next year, August 4th through the 8th, is all sold out.
Right? Wow.
But we have a trip the week before.
Okay.
August or July 31st to August 3rd, I believe, or 4th. And then we're going to add another trip in August.
Okay.
We haven't set that up yet because of the popularity.
Yeah.
Because of the demand. She only takes 24 people max. So it's a go-to place.
It really is.
It's pretty special.
Look at what just happened. Corey's trip, you know, Corey gave the same report that you did. You know what I mean? Like, he gave the same report that you did. We were there for multiple days. It was wide open and unbelievable. And then, you know, then you guys go up and experience the exact same thing. I mean, it's that level of place.
It's a good spot. I got to take a photo. I took a photo of my leadhead that I caught.
Oh,
the
cool.
First day. I used it for a day and a half until it was just shredded so bad. But I'll show it to you. It's pretty amazing.
All right. We'll see if we can put it up on our Instagram page.
The leadhead and the Corey swim bait.
It just looks like it went through a cheese grater.
Like
I love it.
Yeah. But it was still working.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
He was. It was interesting, though. The guide put a little treble trailer hook on it.
Corey was mentioning that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very, like, with the, 80-pound test.
Okay.
Right to the treble, just hook it in the tail of the bait.
Okay.
Very effective. So that's going to kind of change my mode here, for sure.
Like a piece of Spectra? Like, almost like you were making an assist hook?
Or,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a piece of,
just tying a piece to the lead head.
Tie to the eye.
To the hook tie, where you tie.
Eye.
Okay.
Yep. And
rear 4, 5, 6 inches coming back and treble hook.
And then a treble hook in the back. Yeah.
Okay.
Very effective. Because those hooks are big. You know, on a 12-ounce lead head, that hook is big.
It's big, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm going to say not 50%, but maybe most of them, they're down in the gullet.
Yeah,
the
sure.
Whole thing. But a lot of times I got big ones.
But if 30 or 40% are not, I mean, that's a lot of fish.
Probably 30%.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So the last day, I failed to miss this. On Wednesday when we had the weather, it laid down in the afternoon.
Okay.
So I asked, hey, Nathan, we got to go finish our link hunt.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. So he says, well, we only have an hour. It's like, well that local spot.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. So we literally ran 2 miles off the wall, and he had a spot, and it was better than the pinnacle. I don't know how that's even possible, but within 5 minutes, we were done.
Yeah,
we needed 8, and we were done.
That's
and,
so
you know,
rad.
Every drop, boom, 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 as fast as you could pull them up, all nice, great.
That's so cool.
And then Bruce, one of the guys with us, hooks a 100-pound halibut on the swim bait.
Sick.
And
just
we released
how
that.
How cool.
Yeah.
What a trip.
On the Pinnacle. So that was a good way to fit.
That's a rad one.
Yeah, it was,
what a good trip.
The people are super great. The Randy, a local Haida Gwaii Indian, fished with us one day.
Okay.
And he was super great and super amazing. It was funny story. So I said, well, Randy, do you have to have a fishing license, a Canadian fishing
sure.
license? He kind of looked at me like I had two heads on. And he goes, let me show you my fishing license. And he has a little card that says that he's part of the Haida Gwaii tribe.
Sure.
It's the local tribe. And I said, so you guys have no rules. You can take halibut, you can take
sure.
VLOI, you can, he says, yeah.
Yeah, like you're fishing for his fish.
Yeah. you're a visitor in my
yeah, exactly.
My way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, but super cool guy.
That's awesome.
Really knowledgeable. He knew all the spots and
okay.
stuff like that. It was super fun fishing with him. So, yeah.
And that's like the connection to the, you know, to the native folk there seems to be such a big deal for Valerie and just
oh, yeah.
you know where that place is at and
yeah.
celebrating the history of everybody
oh, yeah.
and you can tell like she it's a point of passion for her too
yeah
like.
For sure. And hiking, they have this beautiful totem museum, they have places you can explore if you don't want to fish.
Okay.
It's not a big place, but and we went what the last morning, you know, the flight doesn't leave till like 3:30 in the afternoon, go back to Vancouver. We went golfing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there were Drew Team No Bananas
uh-huh.
and Kathy were there, and they killed it. They had incredible fish.
Shocker.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shocker. But the last morning we went played five. We only got in like five holes.
Okay.
We had to get back and get to the airport and stuff like that. But I haven't golfed in 15 years. It's a pretty cool golf.
That's course. So rad.
Yeah.
What a great
but,
trip
but
this was.
Literally. Bald eagles everywhere.
Yeah.
They're looking at
oh, yeah. I mean, how nice must that course have looked with all
yeah.
the rain that gets
oh,
up there
yeah.
and everything?
It's amazing.
That's
yeah.
cool.
It's a special place. So, Haida Gwaii Safaris, Queen Charlotte Safaris, QCSafaris.com. Check it out. You want to go with us next year, call Valerie.
Yeah, no doubt,
she
man.
Is the master, and she'll figure out how to get you in.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, I mean, we're just going to have a fun show today. And, again, hopefully Bill joins us. But you know what? In the meantime, we've got a couple hours of fun and talking fishing. And if you want to be a part of the show, man, we would love to have you. If you want to talk about tackle, if you want to talk about trips, if you've got questions about anything that's going on, we would love to have you join us this morning. And you can do so by giving us a call at the fan, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973 is the phone number. Or send us a text. I've been hearing the phone just ticking off. We got a lot of great texts already coming through today. And if you want to send a text, the best way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. The only way to do it is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when you do, make sure you include your contact info. We're going to be giving away a great prize today at the end of the show, and we just want to make sure to get that to you. So,
yeah, we're going to give away a trip on the San Diego.
Hey, all
yeah.
right. Well, speaking
full
of
full day trip, and this is why we're going to give that away, because they killed.
Oh
him,
my
right?
God, it's unreal what those guys seem to do day after day after day. I know, Pete, right after you left, those guys had a day at the Coronal Lions, you know, boat, we all talked about, you know, boat had an issue with with the shaft break, and they got the boat dialed back online, back to fishing. And it seemed like right when they did, they had a day at the Coronal Islands with, I mean, I don't recall what it was, a good handful of yellowtail, like 40 or 50 bluefin. They had limits of barracuda. Those guys had a score that was better than most of the offshore trips did on bluefin tuna, plus all the yellowtail and everything. There's been some fantastic yellowtail stops for all the full-day fleet, but, man, that San Diego's been doing a great job. And as you heard, one lucky caller or texter is going to get to go fishing on board the San Diego. We're going to be giving away a full-day trip at the end of today's show. If you want to get that shot, again, give us a call at 833-288-0973 or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app and make sure you include your name and your phone number. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, having lots of fun here on Let's Talk Hookup. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Search of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Pelagic is bringing back the California Tuna Challenge. Get ready for the most exciting tournament to hit the West Coast on August 22nd and 23rd. It's about the fun, it's about the tuna, and it's about your chance to cash in on big prizes. An affordable $500 entry fee per team gets you in. This fun two-day format is open to all Southern California anglers with three official weigh stations in San Diego, Newport, and Catalina. Optional jackpots and side bets up to $41,000 all in will raise the stakes for huge cash payouts, including options for Yellowtail and Dorado. The big tuna are here. Win some major cash and bragging rights in the ultimate California offshore showdown. Registration is now open. Go to pelagictournaments.com for additional information, rules, and to register for this great fishing event. The Pelagic California Tuna Challenge, August 22nd and 23rd. Just $500 gets your team a shot at the ultimate California tuna bragging rights. Check pelagictournaments.com.
Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. What a beautiful morning it is, too, in the world headquarters. It's something, you know, it's something I take for granted, but every time you walk into the studio and you look outside and we talk about seeing the boats pulling, but it really is the case. I mean, get to see the entire layout of all the boats. And, you know, when I walked in this morning, you're hearing dock carts pushing up the rail and seeing, you know, saw the Royal Star unloading a bunch of bluefin, and it's a good morning around here, the landings here.
It is a good morning, and somebody's going to win a trip on the San Diego to go enjoy the morning. You know what's cool is, after being in an area that has weather, like Alaska or Canada,
right.
Northern Canada, it's really nice to realize that we live in such a kiddie pond here.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it is such a beautiful place. And this time of the year is the best
this
time of
is
the
it,
year.
Man.
From now through October is like the prime time.
Yeah, I would say now through
great
Thanksgiving
weather,
even. Like.
Yeah, even Thanksgiving, yeah. I mean, we should be catching tuna through Halloween.
Sure seems that way.
Yeah. Got a little hurricane pushing stuff up. Maybe we'll get some yellowfin moving.
Be interesting to see what happens. You know, the eight day trips that are, you know, that start to run pretty steady this year are seeing that same grade of yellowfin that they encountered last year. A lot of those real nice big ones, you know, 30 to 70 pounds or 30 to 90 pounds, with a lot of them being, you know, 50, 60 pounders, not quite as voracious as last year, but still very good fishing, and that great grade is available. And man, it would be so cool to have a big southern push and have that fish filter its way into our local zone. And there was a little teeny hint of that right at the beginning. I know the New Loanne had a couple of 70, 80-pound yellow fins that were mixed in the bluefin ground. So, I mean, there is the hint that that could and would happen, and man, I sure hope so. It would be so fun to have jig striking big yellowfin within our 30-mile area. Just be, gotta be cool.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Well, phones are packed and the texts are packed. Let's jump into the phones.
We're gonna start it with Mike, who's calling us from Torrance this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Peggy and Rick. Thanks for such a wonderful show. Pete, sounds like Tiger Guy was an incredible trip for you, and thanks for sharing that with us. My sister drove up there. She's a Canadian resident. And her husband, and they bounced around that area for, I think, close to 2 weeks. and just really got deep into the nature or the whole area and loved it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell you guys that we went to a 4-day on the rope on the Playa Supreme and got back on Monday, and fishing was great. We got lots of 60 to 80 pounders at nighttime. It was real good. We limited out, and then we went and searched on yellowtail. We actually did a bunch of bait fishing for the bluefin in the morning. We got 25 to 35-pound bluefin in the morning, and
nice.
It was wide open for an hour and a half or something. So we plugged the boat, and we went for yellowtail fishing and looked around and got to fish the Coronado Islands for a change.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was super cool. Yeah, the islands were good. We got some 18 to 20 pound yellowtail at the islands, and the whole fleet was there, and we had to look real hard to find a good spot, but we found them down the South Kelp, and just want to thank Aliar and his crew for putting on such a great trip for us.
What a class act.
So epic nighttime fishing, wide open fly line daytime fishing, finished with bluefin, and then finished off catching yellowtail at the island. That's so rad. Yeah, nice
that,
going,
right?
Mike.
Yeah, what a 4-day. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that on the Polaris Supreme, and yeah. It's a great. When are you going back, Mike?
I got a trip in 2 weeks on Playa Supreme 3-day. It's a limited load, so we're looking forward to going.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, no doubt, man. That's awesome. Congrats.
Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much.
I had a great text come through from John Rancho San Diego. Said, hey, great to hear you guys. Looking forward to a Pete and Rick show. This is going to be fun. My question, boys, is how would you rank the islands fishing so far this year on a scale of 1 to 10? Also, do you guys think the Dorado or Yellowfin are going to show up here in late summer? Kind of touched on that. Islands fishing, man, I was almost nervous that – how could you ever repeat last year's epic bite of yellowtail?
And it was dead in June. When it was so good last year, it was there was nothing going on.
And then it did what it does. And, I mean, it is there has been fantastic yellowtail fishing. I mean, I still...
And the gray, too.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, I was so worried about, like, not maybe worried about, but you watch the progression of it and, like, oh, man, there was some pretty good fishing. And a couple of skiff buddies caught them. And then the full-day fleet caught them. And we joked, like, man, it was so good. There's going to be 50 boats there tomorrow. And, yeah, there was. There was 50 boats the next day, and they all caught them great. Everybody had limits. And then the next day, it's like, man, there's going to be 100 boats here tomorrow. And there was. There was 100 boats there, and they all caught them and had limits. And then we joked, there's going to be 150 boats here the next day. And damn it, there was.
Yeah.
Everybody was a boat. And they all crushed them. It's been really, really good fishing. You know, the bait scenario is something we haven't touched on yet, and you know, we say the same thing, like we are just so blessed that we have what we have in the Everingham brothers. They have multiple boats, planes, and crews that are working their absolute butts off to get bait, and they scored, and there's bait available for everybody, you know, the last couple of days, yesterday, and I know again today. But there was some scenarios where there was real small bait that is tougher for guys that, you know, are needing or wanting to slow troll, and that gets tough with the smaller sardine, and there's not a lot of bait available to get the fish activated in terms of putting baits in the water and things like that, so...
But they'll eat other stuff.
And they did. And that's what I'm saying. Like, so
snipers, surface iron.
Yeah.
Yo-yo.
I mean, there was great surface iron fishing. There was, the honestly, just trolling Rapalas was so good. We sold out of damn near every Rapala style lure we had in the shop. All the back stock, all the front stock, everything. Every X-Rap gone. And then all the secondary stuff, you know, Nomad DTXs and Halco Laser Pros and all, anything. Anything that was between 4 and 12 inches long and had a bill and some treble hooks, they bit it all. So there was some really, really good fishing. Ranking it on 1 to 10, I mean, an 8, a 9, you know, it was really, really good fishing and still continues to be so.
Sure, yeah, fun. So just make sure you have your paperwork in order. Respect the Mexican government and what they want. Passport or passport card.
Yep.
Your FMM, your Coronado Islands Biosphere bracelet. What else am I missing?
Yeah, that's it. And your Mexican fishing license.
Fishing license.
Yeah. You know, now Ken was talking to us about the FMMs, and there has been some challenging times trying to get your FMM. One of the things Ken was saying that, you know, you often hear the opposite, but he said that their website is more mobile friendly than it is desktop friendly. So if you've been trying to do your FMM through your desktop computer in your office or at home, and you've had trouble getting all the way through, perhaps try it on your phone. He said sometimes your mobile device has an easier time navigating their system than not. The other thing too is some people have talked about having payment issues. He said that they have definitely had issues with a payment that's not a very major credit card. So if you've got like a credit union debit card or something similar to that, sometimes those don't work for payment options, and you might need to use just your regular, you know, Visa, MasterCard, or Amex type thing. So those have been some of the things. If you've had some struggle getting your FMM, maybe try some of those things, see if it'll get through. And Ken did what Ken always does. He offered the same thing too. Because, man, if you're having trouble, call us. Come see us. Come see Edwin. He's a master at getting through. So they're those guys are the best.
Yeah. Technically, you're supposed to have a temporary invitation permit on your boat too. And sometimes that's difficult. And Edwin's a master at it.
Totally. Yeah. Those guys are at. And again, I love them for that. That's something that their entire organization is to take care of the sport fishing fleet, and yet they spend a tremendous amount of time and effort and money making sure that us as private boaters get it too. And you ask Ken the same things, like, man, you're crazy. Half your day has to be helping people that aren't even paying your organization. He says the same things. Like, man, if you're a guy that's got a 23 park and you go to the Cornell Islands, there's no way you don't also jump on one of our sport boats. Yeah, it's all our family, and that's what we do. And yeah, those guys are the best.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump back on the phone.
Sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to John? John's calling us from Colorado Springs. What's up, John? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. The height of light sounds so good. I was wondering if they have washers and dryers there so I don't have to bring too many clothes and I have more room to bring fish home.
You don't need to bring much of anything there.
That's cool.
Your layered clothing. That's about it. They do have washers and dryers there, and I'm sure they'd be happy to accommodate you. But they have all the rain gear. They have all the boots. Layered clothing is all you need.
Yeah.
And that's it. And really, it's, you know, I compare it to, like, Katmai.
Okay.
Like your trip. It can be cold up there.
Shoulder.
I mean, I have froze my butt off up there. It's a different world down at Haida Gwaii. It was like the high of 60 and a low of 58.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
It's just like the temperature doesn't vary that much. It's not that cold.
Katmai.
But that being said, you want to layer clothes.
Katmai might be the coolest fishing trip that I've ever experienced.
Yes.
I can say for certain it's the coldest fishing trip I've ever experienced.
Yes.
You know, going...
And it can be 80 degrees.
100%.
Degrees.
Yeah, 100% it can.
It can also be like in the 40s and cold sideways rain and really cold.
I think Dallas and I both like came back from that trip with just this like awe of like, that might have been the coolest thing I've ever done. But there were for sure days when, like, you got every piece of clothes. And we were prepared for it, you know. And, again, just like Haida Gwaii, like, they provide you with fantastic gear. I mean, very high-end, breathable waders, all the best gear. And, I mean, I work in a fishing tackle shop. We had all the Gucci, you know, layered gear, all that. There were still times when, like, it was like hand warmers in both pockets and one in your beanie. So like it was cold. And that was like in the middle of July and August. But you said it best. The girls in the office joked with us. Now, the Let's Talk hookup trip to Katmai somehow seems to coincide with some of the best, like, you've got our dates. You and Bob and Charmel have like got our dates set that it just tends to coincide with the premium part of the sockeye salmon run. So the girls in the office always joke that like somehow the Let's Talk hookup trip seems to just like thread the needle every year on the best of the sockeye fishing. What they've also joked is like something about you sunny Southern California San Diego boys come up and the weather always gets cold. Like they said exactly as you described. The full week before we got there, it was like 80 degrees and you're fishing in t-shirts every day. We showed up. Pete, it was so damn cold one of those days. But like,
I've been there.
Yeah, man. But
you know, and it's very so. Like, and Sitka, like Kingfisher Charters. I've been pretty cold there.
Sure,
I mean, it can get cold there. I don't know why Haida Gwaii is warmer. It's not. It's
like
only
100 miles away.
150 miles away, maybe south of there.
Yeah,
but
the difference in weather between L.A. and San Diego is usually nothing.
But
you know
then
what I mean?
You go south to, and it's a totally different world, to Vancouver. Like yesterday, day before yesterday, when we flew back to Vancouver, you know, it was overcast and cool in Haida Gwaii. It was 75 degrees in Vancouver. So it's all
sure.
It's all environment.
It's where
all,
you are,
yeah.
Totally.
But that being said, with what you were saying, Rick, about our dates and our trips, we've been doing this for a while. We know where to go. We know when to go to Kingfisher Charters.
Totally.
In Sitka. We know when to go to Katmai in Alaska, and we know when to go to Haida Gwaii.
Totally.
The king limit went from 1 to 2 a day for a year on August 1st. And so that's why we go to the beginning of August,
exactly.
Right? And that's and there's, you know, we know when the best king salmon run in Sitka is. That's why we go mid June.
Peak of runs
is the peak of that run.
Totally.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's not by accident. It's by a lifetime of doing it and relationships that you've built with the best people and we get very, very lucky. There's lots of places to fish in Southeast Alaska. Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of places in Sitka. Kingfisher is just leaps and bounds the one to be with there, and that's where the trip is, you know. And you know, there's tons of operations in BC. Haida Gwaii is clearly the top of that list. Like, you know, there's tons of places. I can assure you, because I see it at the shows, like, there's people that come up to Pete all the time. Hey, man, we'd like you to, you can come on this free trip and promote this place. Like, that's not what it's about. Like, it's about bringing the Let's Talk Hookup family to a very quality operation and having a great time. Like, I watch people throw the offer of free trips to Pete every single day, but, like, that's not what it is. Like, these are, like, vested places that we've done business with over years that, you know, when somebody spends their hard-earned dollar, they're going to have a trip of a lifetime.
That's it. Ted Heckman was on this trip to Haida Gwaii with us, and he reminded me of Guth's Lodge. Remember Guth's Lodge?
Only by stories of you guys.
That was kind of a one-and-done. It was like we went there, and it was like, this, as Marty used to say, it's not what the brochure promised. That place was not what the brochure promised, right? I don't even know they're in business or not anymore. But anyway, been there, done that.
Yeah, totally.
We know the good spots, so.
It's pretty cool, man.
We're lucky that way,
for sure.
We have great people to be associated with.
No doubt, man. Hey, if you're listening, we're having a great time here this morning. If you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Still time to give us a call on the fan at 833-288-0973. And keep those great texts coming on the Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming for you. We got catch reports. We got phone calls and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, Facebook and YouTube Live, and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Brock Cobb, Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu. simply the best. Check gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time, man. This is fun. I'm bummed to not have Bill here, but this is more fun talking all kinds of fun and fishing. And, yeah, looking forward to a continued great show. Again, if you want to join us, it's 833-288-0973.
Yeah, let's jump back on the phones.
How about this time we talk to Sean, I believe, calling us from La Mirada this morning. What's up, Sean? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, this is Sean from Lomita.
Lomita, excuse me. My bad, Sean.
No worries. I figured without a guest host in here, expert guest, we should have some fun and frivolity. So I'm going to tell a fish story. If you guys have one of your favorite fish stories to tell. So it was my bud's birthday. We were living up in Morro Bay. I took him out on the half-day boat for some rockfish. And I put on this jig. I said, drop this to the bottom. You'll get a lingcod. He dropped it to the bottom. Got the only lingcod on the boat within 5 seconds and got the jackpot. One of those stories that just stick with you over 30, 40 years. Do you have any good stories to share?
A lifetime, you know, a lifetime of them, and they get blended when you put them on the spot. So I don't know if I can come up with a favorite story, but certainly, you know, like we've been talking all these trips, and I think a lot of that comes to mind, fishing with my dad and all the great spots, and Pete and Marty, you know, over the years, and all the buds, and yeah, I'll give it some thought on a favorite, Sean, but that was a great story to share, and some of my favorite things now are, you know, my boys are like just starting to get of age that like, we're starting, you know, we fished on Tuesday, and like kind of our weekly routine, you know, once a week or so, we go down to Dana Landing, and, you know, we keep our boat right there at Dana and Mission Bay. Our routine is going to the tackle store, Wyatt and Waylon run amok through the tackle shop. They see all the boys, like all the guys are like their best buds, get a little bit of line and get our tackle. Then we go over to Seaforth and see Dustin, and we get our go shrimp. Then we go over to Dana Landing and see Johnny, and we get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and all the snacks out of the thing and go down to our boat. The last couple of weeks, it's been great fishing in the bay. And, you know, we caught 6 spotties, a couple of black perch, 2 yellowfin croakers, and a big opal eye in like 2 hours with both the boys. Wyatt is now old enough that he can kind of do everything and turn the handle himself one. And Waylon just likes to grab the fishing pole and run back and forth on the boat and is not sure why he can't, you know, swing everything around like a sword. But both of the boys got to catch a fish before they turned 2. So that's like quickly becoming my favorite fishing trips right now.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's been fun.
As it should be.
Yeah, totally.
As it should be. You know, and for me, I've got, like Rick, it's like, I can't remember.
Yeah, there's a lifetime of fun ones.
But just recently, going back to Haida Gwaii and Queen Charlotte's safaris, just one of the things that is so cool about Haida Gwaii safaris, Queen Charlotte safaris, is the camaraderie. It's such a small place and an intimate experience, and it's so nice having all the couples there to share the fishing stories.
Totally.
The fun thing was in the evening is all the different people, the Let's Talk Hookup listeners and Harold's buddies and stuff like that, just to share all the stuff. How'd you do today?
Yeah.
Hear the different stories and stuff. To me, that just made my day. Every day to just work, talk to all the different people that came and enjoyed just the experience of Haida Gwaii and being on the boats and the fishing and the whole experience.
Our most recent trip being Katmai, it's the same thing. Like the highlight of that trip, don't get me wrong, there was some excellent highlights of fish. You know, watching Dallas get to catch a big rainbow on a dry fly was like a big highlight for me in the wildlife. But really, probably the best part about that trip is every day when you come back from fishing at Katmai, you go to the room and you take a shower and you get all refreshed and you feel good. And then they have like a little happy hour social in the main lodge. And there's, you know, big comfy leather couches and there's a wood-fired stove and there's tables with appetizers and snacks and a bar there. But everybody just gets together and hangs out and talks about their day and you know, you get to become friends with everybody, and it's the best part of the trip.
Of the fishing.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, you're all on a long range trip or you're on the San Diego or whatever, on the Bell or whatever. Talking to people, interacting with the people is just part of the it doesn't have to be a fish story. That's the fish story, is just interacting and working together with your fellow.
Our sport is such a unique one in that you get to hang out and talk with the people who are the best in the world or are brand new about it. And if, you know, if baseball is your thing, it's just not the same. You know what I mean? Like, this is just a cool thing where everybody that participates in it is the same as you on some level or another. It's really cool.
Yeah. For sure. No kidding.
Good call, Sean.
Yeah, Beverly, thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. Great text here from Steven in Mission Viejo. He says, what rods and reels should a person take on a full-day trip to the Coronado Islands besides surface iron rod? What bait potentially, with bait potentially being an issue, what artificials should a person bring? Okay, you've been in the tackle store all week. I've been in Canada all week. Tell us.
Gear that you should bring. There's been, you know, overall, there has been some great fly line fishing at the Coronado Islands. And I think for the most part, that's most commonly done with a 25 to 30 pound live bait rod. And I just still don't think that that is ever going to change. So a 25 to 30 pound fly line outfit. The thing that has changed, and it really isn't a change at all, it's just you should be prepared for multiple sizes of bait. You should be prepared for multiple sizes of bait, and on a very rare side, you should be prepared for no bait. So I would say overall, the one little hiccup this year is there's been a lot of small bait, and that's just what's been available on the beach. So make sure you have a pack of small circle hooks, like that Gamakatsu Nautilus number 2, number 4. Have some of those in your box. Maybe even have a small pack of that Gamakatsu live bait, just a standard J hook in a number 2. Sometimes manipulating small bait and small circle hooks that don't have a lot of distance between the point and the bend of the hook, sometimes those are not the easiest to pin on, so having a couple of J hooks is a good idea. On the flip side of that, some of the bait this year has been giant. It's like trying to put a hook inside of a paper towel tube. So a number 2 or a number 4 hook is probably not the right size for that. So having a bigger hook is probably a smart call as well. So I would say be prepared with a little bit of different hook size. If you do get on a boat and the bait is small and you need a little assistance, maybe having some split shot or a small rubber core or an 1/8 ounce or 1/4 ounce slider is not a bad idea. So I think the savvy guy, the next time he's at the tackle store, is just going to buy a little bit of that small bait stuff and just keep it in your box. And hopefully when you get on your trip, it's 5 to 7 inch sardine and you don't need to worry about it and you don't use it, but you'll have it just in case. And in terms of lures outside of surface iron, I think you nailed it best, Pete, a Colt Sniper, any kind of a dart style lure in the 80 to 120 gram size would be right. Maybe the other thing that I would throw in there is some kind of a stick bait, some kind of a hard jerk bait or stick bait. Again, I really like that Colt Sniper, Current Sniper, whatever you want to call it, something like that.
Those are good. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Marcos is missing. He must be busy.
I'll bet so.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best of both fresh and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. I wonder if those shiners would work in the ocean. Probably not. Wouldn't live very long.
They would live long, but they might not need to.
Yeah. Dana Landing, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway in Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com. And as always, you can go into Dana Landing, talk to the boys in there, and they will dial you in and up and all good. Let's try and sneak in another phone call, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mike? Mike's calling us from Rosemead this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for sneaking me in for the first hour. Sorry, Pete, I don't mean to ignore you, but this call is for you, Rick. Now, this goes back about 15 years ago. I don't know if you remember, but it was a day and a half trip down to the Cole in that area. And we were on the Legend, and I remember you. I didn't come up to you and say hello or anything, I kind of just kept you in my eyesight. You were fishing with a friend of yours, and you've always brought up the name Neil, your floating partner. And if I was curious to know if that was your friend at the time on the trip. And what really etched in my mind to this day is that both of you were up front just tossing like 12-inch long plastics and just slaying the ling cod. And I've always admired that, but so that's all I have to say. Was that your boating partner at the time?
It wasn't. I've done a ton of fishing with my bud Neil on those trips, but I'll tell you that I do for sure remember the trip you're talking about, Mike. And the reason it's a fun story is that was not Neil, but it is somebody that you know from the Let's Talk Hookup trip, or from listening to Let's Talk Hookup. That was Carl Schmidt.
Carl Schmidt,
who's now the general manager at Fisherman's Landing,
on the show here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Fisherman's Landing. And Mike, I know what you're saying. That was a long time ago on the Legend, but I still 100% remember the trip you're talking about, for sure. But yeah, that was
who was running the boat.
It had to be Sean back then, right? Yeah. Sean Trowbridge. Does that sound right, Mike?
I think we might have Mike might have dropped off. But yeah, I think it was Sean Trowbridge back then. And yeah, I totally remember. But yeah, Carl and I have been buds. We started working at the tackle store together when we were both in high school. Which, man, I hate to say it, was now a long time ago.
Yeah.
but you know, he's the GM over on the landing side and been a great bud for a long time. So yeah, pretty cool, Mike, and great to hear from you again. And that was a really fun one.
Yeah, super fun, and always always fun sharing. See, that's what I was talking about. The camaraderie
yeah, totally.
Is such an important part of our sport. And that going on trips with groups, whether it be on one of the long-range boats, whether it be at Haida Gwaii or Kingfisher or Katmai or, you know,
Cedros,
Palmas de Cortez, you know, the old days of Rancho Leonero and such like that. But, yeah.
A lot of fun. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You need to join us on that Let's Talk Hookup app as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. We got catch reports and more coming your way.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com. When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Do you know why 1 million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches. Made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?